Do you remember how people used to do their clothes a long time ago?
Sure do. Well, they didn't change clothes every morning. When I come along, we worked, and wash day was one day out of the week. Of course, they had what they call a wash pot. I got one out there now. But we don't use it, but I got it. And they put the clothes in there and built a fire around it and boiled them. Then they had a battling block. It was a big block of wood and had a battling stick, and they'd lay them on them, which they needed it. They got them out of the wash pot, boiled, they'd put them on that block and beat them with that battling stick. Then they'd take them to the, had a couple of wash tubs, or two or three, on the bench. Take them to the scrub booth. They'd scrub them, and then they'd rinse them and hang them on the line. That was the way we did it. Took a lot of doing to wash them.
What kinds of things did you have around the house that were small, maybe made out of porcelain and things like that? Kind of decorative things or something?
Well, they had whatnot stands, you know, little bitty animals and stuff all about. And that's about all I knew was that they had like a spittoon, you know, a cuspidor. They had them around for the old folks spitting.
What would they be made out of?
Well, a lot of them was made of stone or, you know, like them crockerware, I guess you'd call it. And then some of them were made of different metals. Then we had the wash pan, you know, out on the water shelf. Wash your hands at dinner, and a water bucket, it was on the water shelf on the back porch.
Sometimes on maybe Sunday or something, if you put flowers on the table,
Vase, they had flower vases.
If you had something outside, kind of heavy, did you ever keep any potted plants or anything like that?
Yeah, they'd have crockerware pots and things that they'd sit around with flowers growing in them. And a lot of people, I guess, did at home. But I don't remember that far back. They had screens on the house when I remember. But before, I have been places where they take a peach tree limb and find women, two or three women, fan the fly out on the table while he's eating dinner, you know. I wasn't raised in that because they had screens. Or even cut up, strip up a piece of paper and put on a stick, you know.
What kinds of linens did you have around?
Well, it was just sheeting, we called it. It was a white material. Some of them, when you bought some of them, if you could buy it bleached or unbleached. Of course, in a few weeks, if you had one unbleached, it was sort of a yellowish color. But it would be white, and just weeks later, you got another pot of soap, you know, in that wash pot. It would turn it white. And the sun would bleach it out, hang on the line.
And other things that I guess you used, you might keep in the linen closet or something. What kinds of things did you have?
Well, it'd be pillowcases and sheets, and that's all I know. Tablecloths, they had to have them.